From KUAR News on Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. With state voters' approval of the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment, state agencies are beginning to develop the infrastructure to regulate the drug. Here's my report. A day after the passage of Issue 6, the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Amendment, Governor Asa Hutchinson told reporters the state now has to move very thoughtfully and carefully.
People voted this in, and I intend to implement it according to the will of the people of Arkansas.
Hutchinson opposed the amendment in the run-up to the election, but he says with implementation, the state should do it right.
To do it in a way that protects our children, to do it in a way that minimizes the problems that we have been very concerned about. That's what the regulations are about.
The governor is appropriating $3 million from his rainy day fund to the Department of Health and the Department of Finance and Administration to deal with the initial regulatory costs. Health department rules will mostly focus on patients, while the DFNA will mostly focus on dispensaries and cultivation centers. The agencies have to adopt regulations no later than 120 days after the amendment's effective date, which was November 9th. DFNA spokesman Jake Bleed says his agency is already at work.
At this point in the process, it's hard to predict exactly what our needs are going to be. DFA is going to need new administrative help as well as enforcement help. But we'll also need some help with tax auditors and revenue staff and other areas where portions of the agency are going to be tasked with regulating medical marijuana.
Bleed says the DFNA and the Department of Health are likely to hire as many as 36 new staff members as a result. DFNA and its subsidiary, Alcohol Beverage Control, can license up to 8 cultivation centers and up to 40 dispensaries under the amendment. Department of Health spokeswoman Marisha DiCarlo says the agency's regulations will focus on issuing patient registry identification cards and tracking the dispensed marijuana.
Some of the other responsibilities include regulating labeling, testing standards, establishing reasonable fees, and then considering public petitions to add any additional medical conditions to the list of qualifying conditions.
The Department of Health has set up a website and a call line to answer citizen questions on medical marijuana. The governor, House Speaker, and the Senate pro temp are to appoint a 5-member medical marijuana commission to work with the legislature to also oversee the regulatory process. Chris Hickey, KUAR News. In Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey.